As we continue discussing the halachas of making shachiyara new fruit, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Chaf Hei Sif Dalet says, "In bir shachiyanu ajiris shayach gandish chayzum var shachiyanu." Hagon the Ramad explains, "Vayim shneikmin good goydinus." There are two different types of cherries, and the halacha is the different types of fruit you make different shachiyanu. The Mishnah Berurah, the Sharetzion in this sif, is not quite clear what is considered separate fruits to make a shachiyanu on each one separately. In fact, if you look in the wording of the Sharetzion himself says, "The ovid kamar ovid, or the ovid kamar ovid, whatever you do is fine." Because sometimes you have different fruits, and even though they're different fruits, they are considered maybe the same in certain areas of halacha, and they're not considered the same in other areas of halacha, and therefore it's difficult to determine what makes them the same or different. In fact, I saw that the Mefarshim asked a question. If we look at the Mishnah, as far as Hilchis, Trumas, and Maisrus are concerned, there are certain fruits that are clearly considered one category as far as Hilchis, Trumas, and Maisrus, and as far as Hilchis Kalayim, and may not be considered one type of fruit necessarily as far as Hilchis Berachos Shachiyanu. And the Paiskim try to understand why are there different rules. And the Paiskim say, because very much in line what we've been discussing in our shiurim, the brach of Shachiyanu on fruit emanates from a feeling of simcha. So even if you have two fruits or two vegetables that are very similar, the simcha may be a different simcha. And since the simcha may be a different simcha, you have to make a separate shachiyanu. When it comes to Hilchos Kalayim forever, it just, is it the same? Is it in one family or is it in a different family? And therefore, it would be considered different fruits for shachiyanu. And therefore, for example, the Paiskim say purple grapes and white grapes, green grapes, or different types of berries, even though they're very similar. Or I saw, for example, a sour apple and a sweet apple. We have all of these different types of apples, these different types of oranges, could very much be considered different types of fruits as far as the brach of Shachiyanu. In general, I saw that the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that whenever one has a question if he should or shouldn't make a Shachiyanu, he says what you should do is say the Shachiyanu without Shema Malchus. Don't say a Shema Elokeinu. Other Paiskim suggest that when you have the question, you should have different types of fruit on the table, and as long as there's certainly an obligation on one, you'll make the bracha on that fruit, and that will dispense the obligation for all the other fruits. However, I did see that the Paiskim say, as much as that is a valid option, that if you have a question, if you should make a Shachiyanu, bring all the different fruits that you have a shayla on, and find one that you're certainly obligated to make a Shachiyanu. Make a Shachiyanu on that fruit, and that will take care of all your fruits. As much as the Paiskim give that suggestion, the Paiskim at the same time say that if you know for sure that you have two separate types of fruits that have two separate obligations to make a Shachiyanu, maybe there you should go out of your way to make two separate Shachiyanus. And the reason is because if we say, and this goes back to what we've been discussing in our shiur, if we say the obligation for Shachiyanu is because we're thanking Hashem for the renewal, so indeed we can make one bracha Shachiyanu to cover the general category of all renewals. But if we say that the bracha of Shachyanu, and that's what we really are makbid for, and that's why we said that the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah both say the L'chatchila, the Shachyanu, should only be said on the Achila, so we to represent the Simcha that we feel by that Shachyanu. Therefore, the halacha is that one should make a Shachyanu, we should make separate Shachyanus to represent each separate Simcha. The question that comes up is, let's say you haven't eaten the new fruit, but you're drinking the juice of the new fruit. Do you make a Shachyanu on that? So the Paiskim say that since when you have a new fruit, you could tell it's from the new fruit. But when you have a juice, you can't tell if the juice was made from the new or the old. The halacha is that one should not make a Shachyanu on a juice. Furthermore, when one has a fruit that has been crushed to the degree that you no longer make a Bari Priya Eitz on that fruit, you make a Shahakal on that crushed fruit, the Paiskim say you shouldn't make a Shachyanu on a crushed fruit that the Brachos are Shakal, not Tor Eitz. Again, the reason being, because we're trying to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a renewal of the fruit. If it's disintegrated to the degree that we no longer make a Bari Priya Eitz, or we no longer make a Bari Priya Adama, it is inappropriate to make a Shachyanu. And therefore, the halacha also is that we don't make a Shachyanu on wine, because we can't tell if the wine, even though the wine comes with the bracha or Bari Priya Gofen, but since we can't tell if it's new wine or old wine, then we shouldn't make a Shachyanu. The Paiskim also discuss if a fruit has not been crushed to the degree that you no longer make a Bari Priya Eitz, but it's been prepared, do you still make a Shachyanu? And the Paiskim make the following conditions. If that's the preferred way of eating a fruit, then on the contrary, you should only make the Shachyanu when it's prepared. If a fruit is normally eaten cooked, not raw, so making the Shachyanu when it's raw, even if you would make a Bari Priya Eitz in the raw state, isn't the perfect way of expressing your Simcha. And if it's better eaten prepared, the Shachyanu should be made when it's prepared. However, the Paiskim say we should also only make the Shachyanu on a fruit, even if it's prepared or unprepared, when that is what we're eating separately. But we're eating the fruit as part of a meal, and it becomes part of the meal, and we're not making a separate bracha, therefore, on that fruit, because it's just part of a meal. That isn't the time or the way that preferably one should make Shachyanu on a fruit. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Vav says, Pri Sheina Mischadesh Mishana Lashana, Afil Yesh Yomim Rabim Shloi Ochum Amenu, Eina Varach Shachyanu. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a fruit that doesn't have, that it comes seasonally, then you don't make a Shachyanu. Furthermore, I saw that there are Paiskim that suggest that if somebody never ate from a fruit, a very big chiddush, if somebody never ate from a fruit, the first time he eats from the fruit, he shouldn't make a Shachyanu. Because a Shachyanu only represents a simcha that I get the fruit again. If I never had this fruit in the first place, so I don't have that level of simcha. But again, going back to the way we've been discussing, that's only if you're making the Shachyanu on an achila. So when you eat the fruit that you haven't had the fruit on a long time, then you make the Shachyanu by the eating. You can't make it if you never ate it. But if you're making the Shachyanu on the Riyah, the fact that you didn't ever see it before is immaterial, because you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the renewal in the world. So that means, according to this, if this is a fruit that you've never eaten before, according to the way we're now learning, the first time you make the Shachyanu should be when you see that fruit for the first time, even though normally we make a Shachyanu only when we eat. Here we should make the Shachyanu on the Riyah, and the next time, and eat it, and now you don't have to make another Shachyanu, obviously, and then the next time you eat it next year, or next season, you'll make a Shachyanu. But according to this, the Paiskim extrapolate that we only make a Shachiyanu only on fruits or vegetables that grow seasonally. Fruits and vegetables that grow all the time, or because, and the Paiskim say, which is, it's a very relevant question nowadays, where there are all different types of fruits that are grown in greenhouses all year round, that the halacha is one should not make a Shachiyanu on such fruits. Furthermore, fruits and vegetables that are available all year round, and you can't, because they come from overseas or because they're kept in refrigerated storehouses, and you can't tell the difference between the new and the old crop, then you can't make a Shachiyanu on such a fruit and a vegetable. If, however, you could tell the difference between a fresh fruit and one that came from over, that came from a refrigerator, and now you're getting from the new crop, then you can make a Shachiyanu. As I said before, fruits or vegetables that are preserved in salt or in vinegar or are prepared, the halacha is, if you could tell that they come from the new crop, you can make a Shachiyanu. Otherwise, you should not make a new Shachiyanu. And therefore, that is the reason why, even though the Shulchan Aruch, and not just the Shulchan Aruch, but actually the sugya that we learned was very clear in saying that we make a Shachiyanu on vegetables, we don't make a Shachiyanu krachadata. That was the example of the Gemara. Nowadays, it's, since vegetables are basically available all year round because they grow in these greenhouses and they're kept in these warehouses, and you can't tell the difference between the new and the old crop, we shouldn't make a Shachiyanu on those fruit. Another example that the Paiskim discuss is on the Esrig. Since the Esrig, we know, the Gemara in a number of places describes the Esrig as Pri HaGodl Mishana L'Shana, the Pri Ador Al Ilan Kol HaShana. It's a fruit that remains on the tree all year round. So that's not a fruit that has a new beginning. And since it doesn't have a new beginning, we shouldn't make a Shachiyanu or such a fruit. Another question that the Paiskim discuss is, let's say I made a bracha Shachiyanu on a new fruit because it was the new season in my location, and then I traveled to another part of the world where it has another season where a new fruit emerges. Do I make a new Shachiyanu? The Paiskim say, if there was more than 30 days since I made the last Shachiyanu, then I don't have to, then I can make a Shachiyanu. Otherwise, I should not make a Shachiyanu. A very important question that the Paiskim discuss, I saw that the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos HaChagos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Reish Aleph discusses. He says, nowadays, even on fruits that have a number of, that have one, have a season, a year, there's a discussion in the Paiskim that nowadays those fruits and vegetables could come, could be transported from the other side of the world. And the question is, do we make a new Shachiyanu for every time? Do we make a Shachiyanu such fruits? He says we don't make a Shachiyanu on those fruits, because as we've been learning, any fruit that is constantly available, so there's no concept of renewal. And there's no hecker, what is the new fruit and what is the old fruit, and therefore we shouldn't make a Shachiyanu. The Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that if a fruit doesn't have a specific season, then also we shouldn't make a Shachiyanu. He says on mushrooms, a Shachiyanu should not be made. He gives two reasons. Number one, because mushrooms don't have a specific season when they're grown. And number two, because they don't really grow out of the ground. And something which is not Gedulei Karka, even if it has specific season when it renews itself. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that there are certain animals that always renew themselves only at a certain time of the year. That's when they reproduce. But since they're not Gedulei Karka, we don't make a Shechiyonu. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though we make a Shechiyonu on fruits and vegetables, on the smell of flowers that come, we don't make a Shechiyonu every time, even though they come from flowers that have just now blossomed. I did see that there are poskim that want to differentiate between the smell of flowers that we don't eat, that we don't make a Shechiyonu, versus the smell of fruits that have a pleasant smell, that we make a bracha on their smell. Since we make a bracha on their smell, we should also make a bracha on eating them. We should also make a bracha on their Shechiyonu, on their reyach. It seems that the minhag ha'olam is that we don't make a Shechiyonu when we smell even a new fruit. The Paiskim also say there's a very big question: what is the proper bracha to be made on fruits and vegetables that grow hydroponically? That means they don't grow directly out of the ground. They grow on water. And the Paiskim say, since it's our minig, most Paiskim paskin on a hydroponically grown fruits and vegetables, we make a Shechiyon, we make the proper bracha by priyetz, by priyadoma. If we consider them ho'etz and adoma as far as the brachas hananen, we should also make a Shechiyonu on them as well. The Mishnah Berurah says that in Sifkat Yudches that we don't make a Shechiyonu on potatoes, since they're kept all year round underground, so it's not something that's considered that it has a new season, and therefore we don't make a Shechiyonu. The Mishnah Berurah also says that bread or cake that's made from new flour, since we can't tell if it's from the new flour or the old flour, we don't make a Shechiyonu. Similarly, on pickles, we don't make a Shechiyonu, because we don't make a Shechiyonu on anything that we can't tell the difference between new and old. So on a raw cucumber, you could tell the difference between when it's a new cucumber versus an old cucumber. But you can't tell the difference between a new pickle and an old pickle, and therefore we don't make a Shechiyonu. But we should, as we've been learning, make a Shechiyonu whenever we can, to recognize and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechiyonu, V'kimonu, V'giyonu, Lazman Hazeh.